and Missouri State at 8:30. The Billikens are off until Saturday when they host St. Bonaventure, and then the Atlantic 10 tournament is in Washington, D.C. next week. This newscast brought to you in part by Surf and Sirloin Restaurant, located on eastbound Manchester Road, just west of I-270, serving pepperloin. That is aged beef tenderloin drizzled with a tangy bordelaise sauce and sliced into juicy medallions so tender, they don't even serve you a steak knife with it. You just eat it with a butter knife. It's that tender. When was the last time you had four jumbo shrimp seasoned and grilled and served over a Cajun-flared barbecue butter with no less than 10 spices in it and a loaf of Fazio's French bread for dipping into the sauce once the shrimp are gone? That's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin. You know the place, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Open for lunch Tuesday through Friday and dinner 7 days a week. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com. From the beautiful new 590 The Fan KFNS studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn, just around the corner. The third and final hour of the large morning show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
Don't miss your Grizzlies as they battle the Denver Nuggets on video game night, Friday, March 2nd at 7 p.m. The first 5,000 fans will receive an 8-bit Mark Conley figure. Plus, stay for a post-game concert featuring gospel singer Travis Green. For tickets, call 901-888-HOOP or shop grizzlies.com today.
Hey, St. Louis, it's time for you to get cleaned up at Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. In Brentwood on Hanley Road, just south of Highway 40. Or O'Fallon on the corner of Highway K and Fizey Road. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men, it's ridiculous.
The IRS is clearly our most powerful government agency. If the IRS decides you've done something wrong, you're suddenly facing serious issues. I know that can be traumatic, and I found out trying to deal with the IRS on my own was a big mistake. So I called the Lance Drury Law Firm. The American Society of Tax Problem Solvers rates Lance Drury at the top. That's because Lance Drury has decades of experience. He knows how to deal with the volumes of regulations and red tape. Lance Drury quickly laid out a plan for me that would satisfy the IRS and save me money. And don't go into the IRS lion's den without Lance Drury by your side. Say you heard about Lance Drury on Larry Connors USA and get a free consultation. Lance Drury Law Firm, 314-238-7360. 314-238-7360. Call the Lance Drury Law Firm and sleep better at night.
The Billikens wrap up the regular season at Shea Fitz Arena on Saturday, March 3rd for the annual Billikens Blueout when the Billikens host the St. Bonaventure Bonnies at 7 p.m. Keep making Shea Fitz Arena the best home court advantage by ordering your tickets today at SLUBillikens.com. It's the Billikens versus St. Bonaventure, Saturday, March 3rd at Shea Fitz Arena, the home court of Billikens basketball.
For all of your eye care needs, see Dr. Michael Jones at Quantum Vision Centers, 1-866-260-EYES. Dr. Jones is a longtime friend of the press box and practices complete eye care in the metro area. From routine eye exams to LASIK and custom cataract surgery, Dr. Jones can get it done for you. He is board certified in ophthalmology and assistant professor at St. Louis University. He sees patients at several locations in the St. Louis area, 1-866-260-EYES, and when you call in, tell him Frank Cusimano sent you.
Denise here from Appliance Discounters. Let's talk GE Appliances. First of all, what do you prefer? Professional and European? Restaurant inspired? Modern with clean lines? Now you can choose any inspiration with the GE product line, as well as a variety of finishes like stainless steel, black stainless, slate, and black slate, and they're all on display at any of the Appliance Discounters locations. As always, get them for the lowest price and with rebates up to $1,500 on select packages. Shop the locally owned Appliance Discounters with six showrooms or online at the Appliance Discounters.
This is Hannah Yates, and I want to introduce you to the Schnucks High School Athlete of the Week, presented by 590 The Fan and All-Star Trophy. Vote on your favorite high school athletes of the week on 590thefan.com starting on Monday through Thursday of the week. The following Monday, the winner will be announced and the winning athlete's featured story will be revealed. Voting will then start over again Monday through Thursday throughout the spring season. So make sure you vote early and often for your favorite Schnucks High School Athlete of the Week on 590thefan.com.
Don't wait for that summer heat to creep in before you make sure your air conditioner is working properly. Schedule your spring maintenance check today with Design Air Heating and Cooling, the number one train dealer in the Midwest. Since 1904, Design Air has paired their fast and friendly service with the extensive knowledge to solve all of your HVAC questions. That's why Design Air is the official air conditioning provider of the morning after. Design Air is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Book your spring check at designairservice.com.
Far away from this life that you're living, you'll find a whole new beginning. Rediscover your family, show them you care for the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
A weekend at home or a weekend RVing, cutting the grass or baiting the hook, listening to Bacon Fry or standing in line at a restaurant, staring at your neighbor's security lights or counting stars, watching a travel channel or sitting around the campfire with friends. Break away. Get out of town in an RV from Byerly in Eureka.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family. Show them you care for the rest of your life.
You gotta be there.
Byerly. Just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Show your grit as Marc Gasol and your Memphis Grizzlies square off against the Utah Jazz Friday, March 9th at 7 p.m. Be one of the first 5,000 fans in attendance to receive a Chandler Parsons hat. For great seats to this game, call 901-888-HOOP or shop grizzlies.com.
Bum. So join his partners and hear him.
There's no fun left on the table.
Reliable radio communication.
That describes us.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the March 1st edition of Pinion's Playhouse, or as John Londoff would call it, the Ides of March edition. Now, see, I'm going to lose that account.
Yeah. Oh,
there goes an advertiser. Got to be careful. I should think before I speak, I guess. We're brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling. Wow, this is a terrific family business, and next time you need somebody to come out and service, just call them one time. Make one appointment. You'll drop whoever you used before. We'll talk about Matheny, but first, let's do this.
Hey!
Let's see who's running the control board today. Oh, my goodness. It's the guy who spent 19 years in England, 10 of them.
19 years?
Too quiet.
I would never do that because I don't make mistakes.
Oh,
you misheard.
Oh, I must have. My headphones must have.
So maybe something hit something. It's that pink,
yeah.
And it sounded like,
okay.
Yeah, probably what happened. 19 years in Great Britain, 10 of them in Birmingham, England. He's Trevor Limey Phillips. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone out there. I hope you're enjoying the show. The sun is going down later, so get some more sunshine. Have a great day.
Whoa.
Don't let the sun go. Remember that joke, Michael Jackson's
yes.
favorite song? Don't let your sun go down on me?
Yeah.
Yeah! The other joke was, why did he like to go to Kmart? Because they had little boys' pants half off.
Yeah.
Oh,
hello, everybody.
Hey, come on. What do you mean? It's Michael Jackson, for goodness sakes.
Racist.
Crazy. No, he was white when he died.
He was
that
white.
Is racist.
He was white when he died.
Oh, man. I just got it. Stop the music. Stop the music. I just made fun of John Londoff. I said, he thinks March 1st. He hides in March. So now I get a text from him. Ha, ha. Here's the text. Ha, ha, ha. Wait till you see the bottle of wine I'm going to order next time we go to Annie Gunn's.
Oh, boy.
I know what that means.
He will have
remind
the
me
last
not to
laugh.
Remind me not to make fun again. Start the music back up. There we go. Now let me see. Oh yeah, Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They're from Stiefel. And if you're thinking about retiring, give them a call. Call Mark and Jason for a complimentary portfolio review. Absolutely free. For their phone number and more. Oh, Stiefel, I forgot to mention this. Stiefel is a member of SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hi, everybody.
All right. We have a guy who we inherited when we came here. He did not come with us. We didn't bring him with us. We just walked in. I go, who's that guy? They said, it's Tim Woodburn. I said, what does he do? He does the news. I said, is he any good? And they go, well, that'll be for you to decide. I don't decide. The audience decides, and the audience has decided he's a pretty good newsman. But wait, he's more.
What?
Yeah. This is not even his full-time job. He's a private investigator and has a private investigation firm. Tim, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. My firm, Gateway Investigations, can handle any of your private investigative needs. I had a client last week who had me come out to her house and check the VIN number of a vehicle that was in her driveway, and sure enough, it was stolen. And she turned her own nephew into the cops for stealing a car. So if you got a family member that you got some problems with and you need some help with that, I can help you out with that too, I guess. You can email me, tim@gatewaypi.net. I can't make this up.
Good for her, though.
Bill Clubland, not in the studio today. He's in San Antonio, Texas, but he'll be with us by phone here in a moment. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security.
Hebe, you do a great job. I don't know how you keep in such a good mood all the time.
Bernice is in heaven.
Arthur's hind end.
And Rat Boy's got a smile on his face. He just came from the 590 commissary. We've got I'll tell you, this place is unbelievable. We've got a beautiful big, like a restaurant commissary. What'd you have over there?
Cheese.
Well, that's no surprise there. Would you please show your appreciation for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra?
Yep.
To SEMO tomorrow to see my daughter and have some.
That's a good story. That's a good story.
Not finished with that. We're going to stop in St. Genevieve on the way down. And
take a picture of the headstone.
I think I'm going to try and find it. I'm trying to get a hold of some people to find out where the cemetery is. I've never been there, and we'll go and
have somebody hold the camera and do a quick like video of, well, here I am at Bernice's grave. That'd be great.
Okay. Yeah, because maybe the anniversary of her death is coming up, right?
The ninth.
Yeah.
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 8 days. A week from tomorrow, actually. Mm.
Okay.
And we won't be on, but remind me, we'll mention it next Thursday, a week from today, next Thursday. Bernice will have been gone 15 years, and I can hardly believe that. We're brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling. They've been with us, I think, probably 15 years or pretty close to it. Matheny has been around about 76 years. This is a family business, and we have used them. I'm going to just guess how many times they've been out. Five, six maybe? Because I had an old system. When they finally ripped it out about, I don't know, 6 weeks ago, it was about 20 years old. But they kept it going. They kept it running for quite a while. And then finally, there's just nothing more you can do. And you sort of, you know, say a few words, dig a hole, shovel in the dirt, bury it, and get a new one. Like a new American Standard system from Matheny. Here's what you need to know about Matheny Heating and Cooling. By the way, I'm still looking for a great heating and cooling company in Illinois. They don't mind if I speak for you. You just have to be good like they are because you're not competing with them. Matheny services St. Louis County and St. Charles County. Businesses, residences. They have never had a business or residence too large or too small for them to be interested in becoming your heating and cooling company. They like all business. And I just look, make one. This is sort of like the Clipper coffee. You one can. Just buy one can. And we don't have to do any more. You'll know. You'll get it. You'll be hooked. And if you just have Matheny come out one time for something major, something minor, just to check up, make sure everything's okay. If Vegas had odds and I could bet, I'd put a lot of money on you never calling anybody else. How about that? Matheny Heating and Cooling. MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com. Larry Connors comes on at, well, right after us, 6 o'clock, 6 to 8. Larry, tonight, Larry's going to tell you about a founder of a company that has trained more than 150,000 teachers, church members. Well, I haven't even said what it is yet. You oohing and aahing. What's the matter with you people? Sorry, I had to have a little chat with the people sitting over in the annex. They didn't even hear what it was. I was just saying maybe 150,000 people who murdered people. Now, would that be ooh and ah? Here, it's a
I'm sorry. You know what, you folks? I didn't mean to yell at you. Do whatever you want.
The loyal audience. Standing room only. They've trained over 150,000 teachers, church members, business employees how to deal with active shooters. So Larry's going to talk to the founder.
Yeah, now I'm with you.
The founder of that company. Also tonight with Larry, would you support boycotts against companies that are against the NRA? You know my answer to that. And do you think the new import tariffs will help or hurt American jobs? So things that are important, things that are in the news, and things that Larry spends a lot of time studying and learning about because he prepares for that show more than I ever want to prepare for a radio show. If I ever get to the point where I prepare actually at all, I think I'm going to have to hang it up.
I think our show would sound like crap if we prepared.
Well, I actually do too.
Yeah,
because I've heard other shows where, and I've seen, because look, when you're at other stations, you see other people's sheets, and we don't have any sheets, but they'll have a rundown for each hour and each minute of each hour. This is from after the news, let's say at 3:08. From 3:08 to 3:11, we have this. From the 11, they know what I'm talking about. It's a clock. They draw a clock.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna work like that.
A lot of authors.
Well, if we're gonna do that, I'm not gonna prepare the news anymore. I'm just gonna make it up.
No, that's the news is different. See, that's a little bit
Frank
different.
Opinion announced he's gay today in front of a sellout crowd over at Bethany Henning and Cooley.
Now, why would you make that your example fake story? Why that story?
Because I knew it would make Dan laugh.
But see, you could have said Frank Opinion takes out an active shooter and saves 300 lives.
That's a story. That'll be on Monday's news.
All right. I'm good with that. Let's see. Yeah, Dan Strauss posted. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Did you want to say something?
No.
Dan posted on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AMandThePM, what is supposed to be a Walmart notice. Now, how do we know, though, that that's legit?
I don't know.
Because
I don't
it's easy
know
to it Photoshop.
Is.
It's easy.
Yeah.
But if it, and I hope it's real.
I do.
And it wouldn't surprise me if it is, because it essentially says something like, we apologize for a misprint in our previous ad where it said 4 for $10. The actual price is 2 for $5.
Yeah.
Same price. The same price. I hope it's real. I do.
I have to find this picture because I took it. It was in a grocery store, and I'll post it. And it says about bottles of wine, and the bottles of wine were on sale, and it says limit 700.
Hey, you know what was supposed to happen as soon as I finished Bethany? We're supposed to have Bill's theme.
Bill Clevland
didn't hit the theme music.
He's mad.
No. It's the same formula every time. It's the same formula.
Bill's mad.
As soon as I say BethanyHeatingandCooling.com. In fact, stop the music. Stop the music. Limey, let me preface this by saying you have done and are doing a fantastic job, and the emails I'm getting are very supportive of you.
Here comes the butt.
You're catching on.
Here comes
you're
the
getting
butt.
It.
Butt.
No. You're getting it. You actually get it.
Butt.
Okay. But,
of course,
the only way we can fix the little glitches are to just do them. We have to do them in front of people.
We have to.
I can't say, hang on, folks, we're going off the air for a minute. And you just, nothing. while I talk to you. You're supposed to do it on the air. You're doing a great job. You know, you are. You're doing a great job. You've caught on to this, and you're adding new inserts. Don't think I don't notice that. Like the thing today, that we're adding new inserts. But this we've done this the same way every time. It's like I do the sponsor for the Playhouse, Matheny.com. As soon as I say .com, now hit the mute. Let's see, in fact, let's just do it over. Edit that out. Okay. Let's do it over. Nobody will ever know.
That's
The 70 Secret Family Business, serving St. Louis and St. Charles County, Matheny Heating and Cooling.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo.
See? There it is. I'm checking with Bill Clevelin, who is in San Antonio, Texas. I've never been to San Antonio. I love Texas, but I've never been to San Antonio. He's there now, and he's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Let's give it up for Bill Clevelin. Afternoon, Bill. Isn't that the place they have the River Walk?
I'm actually looking at the River Walk as we speak. Right here in San Antonio. I was going to walk over and see the Alamo, but thanks to Limey's mistake, I think it's closed now.
That's a good one.
That's me. I've
been waiting my whole life, but that's okay.
That's a good one.
That's okay. Yes, in San Antonio. I've never been to San Antonio either. In fact, I've actually only been in town for 2 hours maybe, so I haven't got to explore a ton. Walked up and down the Riverwalk a little bit. But, yeah, so it's about 15 miles. And, yeah, it just kind of zigzags through a bunch of restaurants and shops and things, and you can take a little boat tour if you want. But
Did the Riverwalk is 15 miles long?
Yes.
Did you say?
Yes.
I thought it was like a little, like three blocks of boardwalk stuff along the beach. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's pretty lengthy. Now, that doesn't mean that there are shops and restaurants, you know, on every single mile, but it connects different parts of town. And so, yeah, pretty cool. It's beautiful, at least the parts that I've seen so far. But I'll be doing a video there, getting ready to actually take a tour of the Riverwalk here in a little bit. And, yeah, I mentioned the Alamo. Got to check that out, of course, when you're in San Antonio. And I'm getting some great stories in Texas. I have been here since Monday. So I was in Dallas Monday and Tuesday. I was in College Station, Texas yesterday, and was home of Texas A&M, and the George Herbert Walker Bush Library is there. I did a really cool story yesterday about a place called Catalina Hatters. So I don't wear a cowboy hat. I don't think anyone else in the room wears a cowboy hat.
Wrong.
But there's a lot more.
Wrong.
Oh, really?
I have
you
a couple. I have not all the time, but every once in a while when I want to kind of macho up a little bit and feel like a cow, I have a couple of nice cowboys. I can have a Stetson hat. I have a couple of nice hats. But no, don't wear them all the time.
Yeah, so the people who really wear them, I mean, you know, folks that are in the rodeo, and you're a real cowboy, you know, you don't just buy the hat off the rack and put it on your head. These folks, they want it, you know, to mold right to your head to be that perfect fit. And so I did a really cool story. Folks will be seeing videos in the coming weeks, but a place called Catalina Hatters. And so this guy is a brother duo, and they own this business where people come in. In fact, yesterday when I was there, this gal, young gal, probably 20 years old, she was in the rodeo, and she brought a couple of her hats, and they used this really cool steam machine, and it's just pumping out this hot steam, and they you know, kind of mold the hat exactly the way that the person wants it, so they get just the right fit. And do you know, yep, you're a country music fan, do you know the number one most requested hat shape? So what the country music artist that is,
I know this one.
The hat.
Go ahead, Limey.
Toby Keith.
No.
Oh. I don't really know the designation or names of hat style. I'm going to go guard. Are you talking about an artist?
A particular artist, people go, I want the hat that guy wears.
I'm going to say it's either George Strait or Garth Brooks.
I want to go Tim McGraw.
Ooh. It is George Strait.
Whoa.
Thank you.
By a long shot, actually. They said that's, you know, maybe 60% of people want the George Strait cowboy hat look. So.
Right.
So I'll be sharing some, if folks want to go on my Facebook page, facebook.com/BillOnTheRoad, been updating some photos throughout my trip through Texas. I'll be here another day and then do Austin, which I've never been to Austin either, so that'll be a lot of fun checking that out.
Moon in all your splendor, no only my heart, call back my rose, rose of San Antonio, lips so sweet and tender, like petals, I'm not done, like petals fall apart, speak once again of my love, my own broken song,
come on,
the words I
I know. Still live my heart all alone. For that moon that passed by the Alamo and rose my rose of San Antone.
Oh, thank you. You're telling me this is not scripted right here, what we're doing right now?
Yeah, this was.
No.
This part unscripted.
Mm. Okay, deep within my heart lies a melody, a song of old. Dan, help me out here. Accompany me. A song of old San Antone, where in dreams I live with a memory
a
beneath
this.
The stars all alone.
Now
that's funny. That's funny.
Thank you very much. We'll check in, I guess, on Monday. I think I'll be in Tulsa, Oklahoma on Monday.
But you know what Tulsa spelled backwards is, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, we know. We all know.
Monday, you said Monday. Can't trust that.
Oh, my goodness. Forget it.
I won't do it. All forget it. Thank you, Bill.
I'm Joe Cleveland. Let me get the heck out of here on the road and on 590 The Fan.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Bill Cleveland, everybody. Come on.
A slut? Yeah.
Yeah, Tulsa. I didn't even know.
Penny to drop, didn't it?
Not even sure why that's funny. That
I don't know.
Tulsa spelled backwards is a slut.
But people in Tulsa know that joke.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
Now listen, you people can probably tell that Frank sounds like he's in a good mood today. Well, I am. Anytime
Did
you're
you get
chosen,
some?
Why do you do that?
I don't know.
Married. Married. Of course, I get it all the time. I'm married. That's why you get married. What's the matter with you?
We had a really long shower today. Oops.
What does that mean?
Nothing.
What does that? No. What does that mean?
No, nothing.
I mean, you got all sweaty. You had to clean up.
And no matter what you say or do, I'm still going to be in a good mood. I'm going to tell you why. Okay. Anytime you're selected or chosen or picked out as special for a special purpose, it's flattering. I'm on the phone with the credit card people I'm getting a different card, a new card, and this recording comes on. It says, here's exactly what it said: we are pleased to inform you that you've been chosen to participate in a customer satisfaction survey.
Whoa.
I was chosen.
Wow.
I was chosen.
Wow.
Yeah. Not just anybody could do that. Great Britain. Tell me what makes up Great Britain. Scotland, Ireland, Wales, England. What else?
Great Britain is made up of Scotland, Northern Ireland, Wales, and England.
Hey, I was kind of right.
You were right. Yeah, you were.
Now, the reason I mentioned that, I talked to Limey off the air before the show about this. If you guys, Dan and Tim, if you get BBC America, do you get it on TV?
I don't think I do.
I doubt it.
I recorded this a week ago, and I didn't watch it till last night. I don't know why. I thought, eventually I'll look at it. It's Thursday night darts. Over there in the pubs, darts is a big deal. Right, Limey?
Huge. Huge deal.
You cannot believe. I didn't even mean to watch this last night. I thought, I'll take a look at it. It was like watching a big wrestling extravaganza. There was a huge crowd of people holding up signs of their favorite dart throwers. Some of these guys are big deal, like celebrity dart throwers, and I thought, this is unbelievable. And they had openings like the Super Bowl music, and then they show the tonight so and so takes on the Viper takes on the Pit Bull. They have nicknames.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I start watching them throw. I got to tell you something, folks. It's unbelievable. These guys can throw darts, and I mean accurately. I liked it.
I always like the guy on the side who yells out the score and everything.
Yeah.
180.
Yeah. And here's the thing I didn't know. I've had a couple of dart boards. I thought she was trying to hit the center.
No.
They start with a score of 501 and you work down. Like if I hit three darts, those weren't darts. That was actually just me making a sound.
Oh.
And I hit three, and the total of those three is, let's say, 50. Now, it's not 501, it's 451.
Mm-hmm.
And then you try to work it down to zero, and the first guy down to zero wins. I never knew that.
Yep.
I didn't either.
The highest point.
I thought you added numbers.
No. The highest point on the dartboard is also the treble 20, which everybody always goes for the bullseye, but that one's
The treble 20 is the red, the little red section in the 20 pie shape, right?
Yep.
It's the date.
That explains it. That explains it. Last night, they're all shooting for that little red segment under 20. Yep. I didn't know why.
I used to date
a treble 20.
I used to date a gal who was really ugly, and I asked her one time why she was so ugly, and she told me she was the catcher for the U.S. dart team.
Ooh. Ouch.
See, you know what? You know why I don't like that? I don't like making fun of ugly girls. Edit that out. No, edit that out. That's cruel.
Edit it out.
And by the way, what person would really turn to somebody and go, why are you so ugly? See? Oh, wait, Tim would.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot.
I always flip the dartboard over and play baseball. I could never figure out how to keep score.
You know what? I got to get to this joke, because this joke takes a little time to tell. I hope I haven't told it since I've been here. Tim, since you're new to the joke, does this ring a bell that a girl wants to get married to a Frenchman and her father is dead against it? No, don't marry that Frenchman.
No, you've only repeated one joke since I've been on this show.
You haven't told.
What was it?
It was the cinder block joke you told a couple days ago.
Oh, yeah, I told that since I've been here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shoot, I didn't mean to do that. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
This girl goes to her dad. She says, Daddy, I'm so excited. I'm going to get married. I'm engaged. And shows him the ring. He goes, oh, honey, that's great. Do I know him? She says, yes. I brought him over here one night for dinner. Pierre. He said, wait a second, that French guy? She said, yeah. He's so romantic. I said, oh, love him so much. He goes, honey, I cannot give you my blessing. I can't stand that guy. I don't like French guys, and I don't want him to be your husband, I'll tell you that. She said, why? He said, come on, baby. He's French. They're different about sex. She says, what are you talking about? He says, okay, I'll just spell it out. They like to switch ends in bed. She says, that is ridiculous. He goes, nope, no, it's not. They do that. They switch ends. It's unnatural. And now the thought of it, oh, no, you're not going to marry him. Well, they get into it, and she finally says, well, if you don't want to come to the wedding, fine, I'm getting married. I'm marrying Pierre. He says, fine, go ahead. Be ready for him to want to switch ends in bed. So they get married. He doesn't go to the wedding. 6 months later, she can't stand it anymore. She calls him, Daddy, how are you? He goes, oh, I'm fine. Hey, how about that French husband of yours, Pierre? Has he suggested you switch ends in bed yet? She said, no. No, Daddy, you were wrong about him. He says, no, I'm not. It'll happen. It'll happen. He'll get you real comfortable with your relationship, and then one night he'll hit you with, hey, let's switch ends in bed. Get ready for it. She says, oh, Daddy, and hangs up. A year now has gone by. She calls him again. Daddy, I miss you. I wish you weren't this way. I wish you would welcome Pierre. He goes, oh, I'm not going to ever welcome him. I know it's been a year. I know what this is. She says, how are you? He says, oh, I'm fine. Oh, are you calling because he decided to switch ends in bed? She said, no. No, that has not happened. He hangs up. A couple weeks later, getting ready for bed, and her husband, Pierre, he says, you know, mon chéri, tonight, I was thinking maybe we could switch ends in bed. She says, what did you say? He said, I just thought that maybe tonight we could switch ends. She jumps up out of the bed, gets a suitcase out of the closet, starts packing a suitcase. He says, mon chéri, what are you doing? She says, I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm packing. I'm out of here. My daddy was right. I can't believe this. He was right about you, Frenchman. He says, what are you talking about? She says, switching ends. Now you want to switch ends in bed. I can't believe this. Ugh. He says, but I don't understand. Don't you want to have children?
Check on traffic right now with Tory Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by State Farm. Eastbound 70 lines up Grand to the Poplar. Eastbound 64, you're backed up at Jefferson. They've reopened one lane of the northbound 55 ramp onto the Poplar Street Bridge eastbound. Westbound 44, heavy Shrewsbury, two big bend. You've got construction. Traffic incident southbound 55 south of Rivas cleared, and westbound 64 lines up Winghaven 270. Other insurance companies just see it as stuff. State Farm sees the things you work the hardest for, so why not give them the protection they deserve? Talk to an agent at 1-800-STATE-FARM. I'm Tori Lyons, reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Hey, St. Louis, it's time for you to get cleaned up at Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. In Brentwood on Hanley Road, just south of Highway 40. Or O'Fallon on the corner of Highway K and Pisey Road. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men, it's wicked awesome.
This is Hannah Yates, and I want to introduce you to the Schnucks High School Athlete of the Week, presented by 590 The Fan and All-Star Trophy. Vote on your favorite high school athletes of the week on 590thefan.com starting on Monday through Thursday of the week. The following Monday, the winner will be announced, and the winning athlete's featured story will be revealed. Voting will then start over again Monday through Thursday throughout the spring season. So make sure you vote early and often for your favorite Schnucks High School Athlete of the Week on 590thefan.com.
The Billikens wrap up the regular season at Shea Fitz Arena on Saturday, March 3rd for the annual Billikens Blue Out when the Billikens host the St. Bonaventure Bonnies at 7 p.m. Keep making Shea Fitz Arena the best home court advantage by ordering your tickets today at SLUBillikens.com. It's the Billikens versus St. Bonaventure, Saturday, March 3rd at Shea Fitz Arena, the home court of Billikens basketball.
For all of your eye care needs, see Dr. Michael Jones at Quantum Vision Centers, 1-866-260-EYES. Dr. Jones is a longtime friend of the press box and practices complete eye care in the metro area. From routine eye exams to LASIK and custom cataract surgery, Dr. Jones can get it done for you. He is board certified in ophthalmology and assistant professor at St. Louis University. He sees patients at several locations in the St. Louis area, 1-866-260-EYES, and when you call in, tell him Frank Cusumano sent you.
That didn't sound like Frank Cusumano, did it?
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't him?
That wasn't Frank Cusumano. That was Brian. Yeah. He's I actually don't know what he does here at the radio station.
But why would he say, tell him Frank Cusumano sent you? He's not Frank Cusumano.
Because they think Frank wanted him. Brian to tell
him. It'd be like me doing a commercial going, tell him Dan Strauss sent you. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's a lot of things I don't understand in this world, but I do know this. I understand Mike Evans. No, I really don't. I just thought about it. No, I don't. Nobody does. But he's standing by, and he's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. There's no way that I can try to tell you why these two places are so popular and so great. You just go there. You go there once, and you will go back. Maybe next week, maybe next month, but you'll go back. They're that good. They're east of everything else in Chesterfield Valley. They sell thousands of gift cards a year. Every day. Every day. Today. They'll sell gift cards today. I don't know. It's not Christmas. It doesn't have to be. It's a special day for somebody every day. And gift cards from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse are a great idea. Closed only on Monday, and you need reservations for dinner at Annie Gunn's. Put your hands together for Mike Evans.
And finally.
Easy, who said that? Easy. Who said that?
Nobody. No, you misheard. Nobody.
No.
No, Tim I heard
said
it. Who said
Tim,
it?
No, Tim said it, but you all didn't right. hear the question
Tim,
because
why
Limey's
so
Mike.
Mean?
It was
Mike,
you,
the Mike,
way.
Mike, hold on. Mike, you didn't hear the question because Limey's mic was off. Limey had said, you think there's anybody who dislikes Mike Evans? And then you heard Tim say, nobody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paco's question. We're talking about Oscar winners. That's the theme for this week. So name the name of the Oscar winner who built a mansion in Malibu in 1992, and it burned down 6 months later in the 1993 Malibu fires. Sean Penn, Hilary Swank. Sean Penn, of course, won for Milk. Hilary Swank won for Million Dollar Baby. Casey Affleck won for Manchester by the Sea, or Michael Douglas, who won for Wall Street in 1987. Oscar sidebar, William Moore, CAA, and a lot of publicists are telling their clients, just keep on walking. Don't even slow down for the E! Network red carpet on Sunday and avoid interviewer Ryan Seacrest like the plague. despite Ryan denying any sexual wrongdoing, they say it's better not to even be seen with him because of the bad publicity.
Look, I'm not a huge Ryan Seacrest fan. That's what's wrong now. Any allegation or implication, and the whole world wants to just turn on you.
What are the allegations against Ryan Seacrest?
Well, his makeup artist said that he had an erection and was rubbing it against her. A couple of times she insisted that she tie his shoes and would grab her head and push it down in his crotch. Oh.
Well, why would she insist she tie his shoes?
He insisted that she tie his shoes.
Oh, okay. By the way, sidebar, you mentioned Sean Penn. I bet you didn't know this, that he's a magician. I mean, a good magician. And so is Miles Teller.
Oh, my.
Sean Penn and Miles Teller. And they had an act called Sean and Miles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Didn't really work real well, though.
No. Neither did that bit. Got a little love nugget for you, little love nugget for you. Aaron Rodgers and Danica Patrick's romance is the real deal. They have been traveling all over the world together and showing a lot of physical affection towards each other. Danica Patrick and Aaron Rodgers.
Mike, I'm gonna tell you something that I sort of sent you a text yesterday and said you're right, but I got to tell you. Mike said to me yesterday off the air, he said something about he thinks maybe the most beautiful woman he's ever seen is Hope Hicks. Do you guys know who this is?
Trump's communication director.
Yeah, former. She's left. So I went and started looking at Hope Hicks. You know what? She is stunning, and she's stunning in a clean, innocent, pretty... Here's the best way I could put it. She gets out of bed looking pretty.
Yeah, there's You're something right. about her that's really, really hot.
And it's that same thing that's that Kate Middleton thing. It's that just naturally pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people say that about me being handsome.
Huh? Mike, I've not heard that from anybody.
Really? Mike, have you ever heard comedian Daniel Tosh talk about Danica Patrick? You know, you're talking about she's dating Aaron Rodgers.
No, I haven't.
He does his bit on Danica Patrick. He says, she's 4'11" and bow-legged. You ever watch her walk to her car? There's nothing hot about her. Maybe it's sexy when her hair is blowing in the wind as she's in last place.
Wow. Well, I always thought she was kind of cute. I've talked to her. She's not unattractive, but I never checked her legs out. I played golf with this couple from Canada. You're reminding me of this. And she's got to be, I don't know, 55 years old. And she has the hottest legs I've ever seen in my life. Her legs look like a 19-year-old girl's legs. It's unbelievable.
Easy.
And then finally, I said to her, I said to her when we were playing golf, maybe 8 or 9 times, we play golf almost probably twice a week. And I said, her name is Kelly. I go, Kelly, I got to tell you, your legs are unbelievable. And she goes, I know. She goes, everybody says that. I mean, her legs look like she's 19 years old. You go a little further up, not happening, but it's really weird.
Mm. So sure Tim Woodburn just said that Danica Patrick is 5'11". We can't let any mistakes go. If any of us make mistakes, the rest have to pounce on it. That's the rule. That's the rule here.
Say that.
Anyway.
No.
He flinched. You got him to flinch, Mike. He flinched. No. He flinched yesterday or Tuesday also when you did that. You're going to get him.
Where do some stars keep their Oscars? Russell Crowe keeps his Oscar in a chicken coop in his farm in Australia. Ben Affleck gave this to his mom.
Hold on a second. Russell Crowe keeps it in a chicken coop?
Oh. In a chicken coop.
Get it, Crowe?
Oh, yeah, Crowe chicken.
Two completely different.
No, Kevin Costner keeps it in his underwear drawer. Whoopi Goldberg lost hers.
Probably gonna roll the fat.
Tom Hanks keeps his dip as bookends. Reese Witherspoon and Cher keep theirs in the bathroom on the toilet. Huh? Stan Laurel is buried with his.
You know who I feel really sorry for?
Here it
who
comes.
Who tried so hard.
Here it
but sometimes when you got somebody with a similar name or same talent, you just Reese Witherfork. Just couldn't make it with that name.
Nine minutes.
Movie review. First, there are still Oscar nominations playing, so you need to go catch those. Opening tomorrow, Jennifer Lawrence's latest. Jennifer Lawrence. Yeah. Red Sparrow. Jennifer plays a very sexy secret agent. That's the good news. The bad news is her co-star is Joel Edgerton, and Jennifer and him have absolutely no chemistry. The plot is far-fetched. Some good action, but bad acting. Rated R for nudity.
Oh, yeah. Jennifer shows some nudity, doesn't she?
But I'm only giving it 2 stars.
Well, I read a review this morning. It's exactly what you said. Not great.
Yeah. Also opening today, the remake of Death Wish, opening tomorrow, today in some markets, the remake of Death Wish, which first came out in 1970s with Charles Bronson. I loved that movie, about a husband who wanted vengeance against the guys who killed his wife and would stop at nothing. However,
and there's always a however in life.
With the current gun violence controversy, the timing for this remake couldn't be worse. Too bad, because it's a great film, fine film, and stars Bruce Willis, who is the best thing he's done for a while. Rated R, 3 stars. Death Wish, when it came out, the Dodgers were playing the Pittsburgh Pirates for the playoffs, and when I came into Pittsburgh for the playoffs, I was traveling with the ball club. But they went from Houston, when they won the National League West, straight to Pittsburgh for the playoffs. I came back to L.A. for a couple of days, then I met them. Bill Buckner, Bobby Valentine, and Mike Strawler, 3 Dodger players, and I went and saw the Death Wish that Friday that it opened.
Ooh. Yeah, I liked it, too, the original. And then they tried to do remakes, and they weren't any good. But that original one was good.
I liked it. Liked it a lot. Alec Baldwin TV show is going to debut after the Oscars on Sunday. He has Jerry Seinfeld, one of your favorites, as a main guest. I hear that they're going to go on hiatus, come back on Sunday, and it'll go up against 60 Minutes, and it's going to turn into a male version of The View.
Oh.
Heads up,
hey,
regarding
I'm all
that
for
K-Rock.
That. Huh? I'm all for that. That could be good.
Heads up regarding that K-Rock Netflix documentary that I told you about. Jimmy Kimmel, the Oscar host and also K-Rock alum, like myself, although he did sports and I did mornings. That's another story, though.
Although, look where he is and look where you are.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that sad? Well, hey,
you're on 590 The Fan.
I don't see him doing that.
You're on 590 The Fan, and he's, oh, yeah, network big-time star.
And host of the Oscars. Kimmel is the co-producer of this Netflix K-Rock documentary with Adam Carolla, and says that he wanted to get through the Oscars before post-production and editing, but he assures me that K-Rock documentary is coming this summer.
And finally.
Are you in the documentary? Are you mentioned?
Yeah, they've already taped me. I'm on... I'm going to guess I'm going to get about 12 minutes.
Wow.
Whoa, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, and finally.
I don't think I did that. Did I do that? Did I do a pop quiz question today?
Yeah, you did.
Oh,
yeah. You did Wine Drinker.
Yeah.
It's about somebody's house burning down.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Oh, yeah. Whose house burned down in the Malibu fires 1993? Sean Penn, Hilary Swank, Casey Affleck, or Michael Douglas?
I'm going to go with Sean Penn.
I was going to go Casey Affleck.
I'll go Hilary Swank because Limey forgot to give her a boing when you said her name.
Oh, yeah.
Good call on that, Tim, because Hilary Swank, I think, is a hottie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
She's got one hell of a jaw, but right on. If you want it.
Yeah, she's got a good jaw. Go. I'll go Sean Penn.
The answer is Sean Penn.
All right, there we go. I just dropped
Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant in the Smokehouse Market, east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Reservations necessary for dinner at Annie Gunn's. Gift card's a good idea. Sean Penn, do you guys know this? Penn's his middle name. It's not his last name. It's middle name. Do you know that?
Nope.
No, I did not.
His last name is a weird name. I don't know what nationality. It's Attenchery.
Sean Penitentiary?
Sean Penitentiary.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's Polish.
Okay, you know what? Edit that out. I'm actually ashamed. I'm ashamed of that. I was getting toward the end of the show. I was desperate. Yeah, thank you, Limey. You're getting a little too familiar with those sounds. Thompson Price. I got a great email. It just came to me today. I pulled it up. It says, Dear Frank, this past Tuesday, oh, that would be just 2 days ago, my wife and I met with TJ and Leanne from Thompson Price. And I gave them a big I'm AM and the PM, and they smiled at me. In a nutshell, we're in awe over the kitchen remodeling plans, the ideas, the sophistication in the presentation, you name it. We were quite impressed. This project won't be inexpensive, but I have great confidence we'll get our money's worth. I won't take up any more of your time, but thank you for pointing us to Thompson Price. Love the show. Best, Ed. Ed, you're never taking up my time, ever, any of you, by emailing me with good news and feedback about any of the people who make this show possible. And Thompson Price is the longest-running advertiser this show has, 22 years on this show. Showroom is in De Pere, less than a quarter mile east of 270, and the website, of course, ThompsonPrice.com. Yeah, I don't care who else you talk to, make sure at least one of the companies has the name Price. And we are out of time. We're out of here. Thank you so much for being with us. Please thank a police officer, please, every chance you get. And have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is KM Jantz, and you're listening to 5-9 and the Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 59andthefan.com St. Louis, the home of...